Scene Mom says, welcome to the new podcast from former Phoenix radio host Danny Cutler. Each week, bringing you independent music, industry news, the occasional interview, and other fun segments. Let's get to it. New music from Arizona band The Woodworks titled The Sculptor, released this past November. You can discover more about the band and hear more of their music at thewoodworksaz.com. Hello, everybody. I'm Danny Cutler, aka Scene Mom, and welcome to the premiere episode of Scene Mom Says. For you newbies out there, welcome and thank you so much for tuning in. I was an indie radio host for 16 years in Phoenix, Arizona, and I have a deep love for supporting all things local, including music. I also have a marketing business. And through my work with indie radio station KWSS, I've met dozens of bands and became affectionately known as Scene Mom. This past summer, my husband and I moved from Arizona to Massachusetts, and I knew I wouldn't be able to stay away from the independent scene very long. The music might be Arizona heavy at first on the show, but as I get to know more of New England music, I will be sharing more and more, as well as independent music from around the country and, of course, the world. Might as well go global with this, right? I'm also throwing in some bits that listeners enjoyed on my radio show, and I hope you will enjoy them as well. Plus, for the bands, some industry news and tips to grow and promote your music and events. I think it's going to be a pretty good time, so I hope you think so too. Let me hush for a few minutes and let's get back to the music. This band you're about to hear is very special to me. I was honored to bring them back to Phoenix last spring for a reunion show that was 30 years overdue. They dropped a really fun video for this particular song last fall. Scene Mom says, go and check it out. Here's Basic Elements and Shaken.
Stay on the attack. got nothing to lose, got it all to gain. Gonna make my move, even if it goes against the grain. California dreaming, westward ho. To reach my goal, I got a long way to go, but I'll keep trying, never give up. Look on the bright side, I will never have an empty cup.
Says welcome back. You just heard from Arizona band Electric Soul and their new single California Dreaming, which I had to throw that in there. We just had snow here in Massachusetts, so I'm not dreaming of California, but it just seemed appropriate if you want to think about something a little warmer, I suppose. And no worries if you don't remember all of these songs and artists. I will have a list of all of the music played in the show notes, which is located at dannysdiner.podbean.com or wherever you have subscribed to the show. Let's get to some music news. Smashing Pumpkins looking for a new guitarist. In the wake of Jeff Schroeder's departure, he's recruiting an additional guitarist ahead of a busy touring year that includes a massive stadium tour with Green Day and Rancid. The social media post read, quote, Smashing Pumpkins are in search of an additional guitarist. The application process is open to anyone who might be interested. Applicants may submit a resume and related materials to spguitar@redlightmanagement.com. I say get to it, guitarists. Why not? Also, you may have learned that Spotify has rolled out its new royalty payment model, and it really doesn't look good for indie musicians. Now, payment isn't happening for any music under 1,000 streams, which if you're a major artist or even supported by a decent indie label, it probably won't affect you too much. But if you are DIY as an artist, as most indie artists are, it definitely makes it more of an uphill battle in an already great struggle for decent streaming payouts. There's a great in-depth article about this and what it can mean at Digital Music News, and I will have the link in the show notes. Honestly, I see this as a pretty crappy move on Spotify's part, yet artists shouldn't let it get them down. I definitely think the system needs to change, but this leads to my marketing promotion tip. Streaming should never be the ultimate goal in how you earn income. There are so many other ways to earn: shows, merch, selling your music on Bandcamp. But let me elaborate here on merch. It's one thing to just slap your band logo on a shirt and hope that people will buy it, but you need to have a little more creativity. Whether we are graphic designers or not, we live in a time where we can easily find templates to create some really fun designs that people are going to want to wear or have on items even beyond clothing. Still put your logo on it or revamp your logo, do something with it. But if you have some fun with it, you can have a very lucrative merch income. All right, there is your music news and a little marketing tip for you bands out there. Let's get back to the music and hear from a band that's not from Arizona. Here's The Motor Control.
Whenever you start to feel hopeless, I'll do something to show it. It could change any moment, and your hope grows. And when your trust has been stolen, it's so easily broken. Why do you keep your door open when his heart is closed? But if you wanna get down, we could get down.
Just call me up, you know I'll be around. Or if you wanna get
The title track of their latest album, that was Arizona band The Bellwethers with Psychic Radio. And before that, I am very excited to share with you a song from my new local state. That was The Motor Control with Get Down. Scene Mom says check them both out. Links will be in the show notes. Now it's time for some good news. I used to have a morning good segment on my radio show in Phoenix, and a lot of people really liked it. Just some feel-good stuff, because we always get a barrage of negative news and everybody arguing. So I want to put some joy into this and a smile on your face. So here is some good news for you. Nearly 40 years after its development, an Oklahoma teen is believed to be the first person in history to ever beat Tetris, which for those gamers in the audience, that occurs when the blocks fall so fast and the mechanism for keeping score records 999,999 points for so long. So the low-tech hardware cannot continue to process it and the game will freeze. And previously, only AI or simple bot programs have been able to reach the freeze point, but according to the Classic Tetris World Championship, 13-year-old Willis Gibson is the first person to ever provide proof that their human eyes, brains, and fingers have achieved it. He posted it on YouTube about a week ago or so. He starts the game, plays for 38 minutes until level 157, when the blocks are whizzing down so fast he barely has time to think. President of the Classic Tetris World Championship told the New York Times it has never been done by a human before. It's basically something that everyone thought was impossible until a couple of years ago. So that is your good news for this episode. Let's get back to the music.
Connection.
That was Chrome Rhino with I Love You, But I Know You're a Robot. And that is going to do it for the first episode of Scene Mom Says. I appreciate you all listening. I hope you enjoyed listening as much as I enjoyed getting back in the saddle and bringing you a show. You can send any feedback, suggestions, music to scenemomsays@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and you will hear me again soon. You've been listening to the Scene Mom Says podcast. Intro outro music is Look Good for the Radio by Fairy Bones. Learn more about Danny and the show at DannyCutler.com.